Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf He. Megillah Daf He, and on He Amad Aleph, we have a number of statements relating to, in the name of Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, the first one has to do with our Mishnah, and that's why it's here, that the Mishnah says that Magdimin Velo Ma'achrin, when there's a fast day or some other event that can't happen on Shabbos, some of them are pushed earlier, some of them are pushed later. Some are Magdimin v'lo Ma'achrin, some are Ma'achrin v'lo Magdimin. But then the Gemara quotes another statement of Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, and that is, Minayin Shein Monin Yamim L'Shanim. How do we know that we don't count days to years? Meaning the units for a year are months. The units for a year are not days. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk for that. But the next one is going to be our issue. V'rabbanan to Kesari Mishum Rabbi Abba Amru, Minayin Shein Mechashvin Sho'os L'Chadashim. How do you know you don't count hours for months? How do you know? Months are made up of days. Months are not made up of hours. That's how you determine a month. Shnei Amar, Ad Chodesh Yamim. Yamim ata mechashev lachadashim, v'i ata mechashev sho'os lachadashim. You calculate days for months, but you don't calculate hours for months. So what exactly does that mean? That the units of a month are days and not hours. So Rashi quotes the case. Rashi says, if somebody says to his wife, Hareze gitech imlo basi mikan ad chodesh zeh. If somebody says, I'm going to give this get to you, and it's going to be a get if I don't come back this month. If I don't come back this month, then it's a get because he didn't want his wife to be left as an aguna. These are examples that are given in Mesechas Gittin, beginning of Gittin. So he says, if I don't come back, then this get will be yours, and therefore you'll be a grusha, and you won't be an aguna. And what happens? He came back the night after the month. V'haya ha'chodesh chaser, it was the month at 29 days, and he came back after the 29th day. After the 29th day, which is the first day of the next month. But it's still the night. Ubami she'chashecha liyom chavtes. Ein omrim, but why don't we say but 1 minute? Really, we know there's something called the molid, and there's something called that the rotations and the orbits of the moon, and every cycle is 29 days and 12 hours and 793 halakim. So really, that cycle didn't end yet, and therefore he still has time to give the get. Right? The month is not over. Because there's still a certain number of hours until we could calculate, like we learned in Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, we could calculate the moment. We know that we don't split days into different months. And therefore we have to decide every month, the 30th day, is it going to be connected to the previous month? Is it going to be connected to the next month? If it's a chaser, then it's going to be connected to the next month. Because there'll only be 29 days. If it's a male, it'll be connected to the previous month. So says Rashi in Pshat of the Gemara, we don't say, Ein omrim adayin hi betocha chodesh. We don't say that they are still within the month. Shaharei chadasha shalavana chavtas yom mechsa. We don't say that, but we say, no, you count days to months. And therefore, once the day of the 29th is over, that's it, the month is over. And therefore, even though according to the moon you still have some time until the new renewal, it doesn't matter. You go by the day. The Rambam sounds this way as well in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Rambam in Paraches Chadasha Shalavana Tisha V'Esrim Yom Umechza V'Tov Shin Tzadi Gimel Chalakim Kosher B'Yarnu. A new month, every cycle of the month, as the Rambam says, is 29 days and a half. 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. And that's why we only know chalakim from the Gabbai announces it every Shabbos Mevarchim. V'ef shalomar sherosh chodesh yeh b'miktsas hayom. We don't say that Rosh Chodesh will be middle of the day. Achi yeh miktsas hayom mechodesh sha'avar u'miktsaso mehaba. That can't be. Shenemar ad chodesh yamim. So the Rambam quotes our Gemara as the source for the fact that we don't have days that are half part of 1 month and half part of another month. Again, when it comes to the English months, that has nothing to do with the moon. That has to do with the sun and the seasons. But by the lunar months, which we have, so you might have said, the month starts exactly when we could calculate the molad is. Okay, at 7:26, that's when the new month is. Right? No, we don't say that in halacha. Right? Months are made up of days. They're not made up of hours. And therefore, you figure it out every month. Lefichach, says the Rambam. He doesn't give Rashi's case, but he says, Lefichach, osin chashi alavana, mehen chodesh chaser, mehen chodesh mali. That's where there's a whole calculation. Sometimes mali, sometimes chaser, to try to keep the balance. Chodesh Chaser, Tisha V'Esrim Yom Bilvad, V'Yavah B'Shechad Shalavana Yoser Al Zeh B'Shos, even though there's more than that when the really the cycle should start. V'Chodesh Mali Mishloshim Yom, V'Yavah B'Shechad Shalavana Pachos B'Zeh B'Shos, even though the new cycle of the month has already started. K'dei Shalom L'Chashiv Shos B'Chodesh El Yomim Shleimim. So we don't have, what are you going to say? You're going to daven Karban Musaf, when it's going to be Rosh Chodesh at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So do you bring a Karban Musaf that day? Do you not? What day is it? It's too confusing. You can't have a calendar like that. And therefore, says the Rambam, that we don't do that. And again, Rabbi Abba says it's not based on just Svara. It's not just based on, it's too hard to figure out. No, it's based on the Pasuk. Ad Chodesh Yomim. Ad Chodesh Yomim. That teaches me that days make up months, right? The context there is, I think, we're going to eat slav for Chodesh Yamin. But we darshed from there. It says the Rambam now, continuing, Ilu hayachadja shalavana tishim esrim yomu mechzu bilvad, if it was only 29 and a half, hayukol hashanim chodesh mali v'chodesh chaser, then it would constantly switch off, because the cycle of the moon is always the same. V'hayu yimei shnas halavana shlosh mios arba'a v'chamishim. And the days of the lunar year will be 354. Shisha chadashim chaser v'shisha chadashim malayim. Avol mebneach halakim sheish b'kol chodesh v'chodesh. Yeser al chatzi hayom. Because there is extra, these halakim. Yiskabes behen shows v'yamim. Ad shi yumiksas hashanim chadashim chaserim yeser al malayim. Everything's going to get messed up. Or yumiksas hashanim chadashim malayim yeser al chaserim. Fine. And therefore, that is the rule that we have. And the Rambam continues, Yom Shloshim, day 30, is always Rosh Chodesh. You don't know which Chodesh it's going to be from. It's either going to be day 30 or day 1. Yom Shloshim, La'olam Osir Oso Rosh Chodesh B'Cheshbon Zeh. It's always Rosh Chodesh. Imaya HaChodesh Sha'avar Chaser, Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh Haba. Imaya HaChodesh Sha'avar Malay, Yom Shloshim Rosh Chodesh, Hol Umik Sasa Rosh Chodesh. V'ya Tashlam HaChodesh HaMalay Sha'avar. And day 31 will be day 1. Umi menu hu aminyin, v'hu yom akviya. Lefichach osin rashi chadasha, b'chesh b'zeh, chodesh echad yom echad bilvad, v'chodesh echad shnei yamim. Fine, that's the Rambam continues and goes through which months are always mali, which months are always chaser, and which ones switch. Right, that's the answer to a trivia question. Which day of the year will, sometimes you'll say halel, and sometimes you'll say tachrin. Right, not related to any new event over the past, little while. Now, in the biblically, or not biblically, rabbinically, what day of the calendar? So the answer is Gimel Teves. Why Gimel Teves? It depends how many days of Rosh Chodesh Teves there are. Right? If Chodesh Kislev is a Malay, then Gimel Teves will be the day after Chanukah, you say Tachran. Right? If Chodesh Kislev will be a Malay, If it's Chaser, so then it would be the last day of Chanukah. And therefore, you would not say Tachna, you would say Halal. Okay, fine. So what are we talking about today? Relating to this, right, this Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh, how we do Rosh Chodesh doesn't really go exactly by when the month is. Right there, you have to pick days, and it goes by the day. So let's talk about a totally different area of halacha that we haven't spoken about. That's what gives us the opportunity in these Lamdas Shiurim to talk about something related to the daf. We know Isser Nida is an Isser Karis. And we take precautions not to violate the Isser of Nida. We know the whole simon in Hilchos Nida of Harchakos, of distance between a husband and a wife during the time of the month when she is a Nida. Many Harchakos which apply more to her, to a husband and a wife, than apply to any other woman in the world. Right, a husband is not allowed to pass his wife something, even without touching, even though he's allowed to pass anybody else in the world something. All of these are chakas, as the poskim say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, is to balance the fact that there's a heter of yichud with an isha nida. Right? Nida, according to the Rambam, major machlokas rishonim, Rambam versus Bali Atosis. The Rambam holds nida is one of the arayos, and therefore it's the only one of the arayos that there's a heter of yichud. So in order to counterbalance the fact that there's a heter of yichud between a husband and a wife, so we have all these extra precautions, an elaborate system of reminders, as I once heard it referred to, an elaborate system of reminders in order to make sure that there are precautions taken for the Isser of Nida. Part of the precautions are vestos. Our vestos, as discussed in Maseches Nida, and that is predictions when we think that maybe the period is going to come, and therefore we have to be choshe. Certain behaviors kick in during Shas HaVest, of a husband and wife not being together, and certain types of bedikos that have to be done. And the Shulchan Aruch says a vest is just a either a day or a night time period when we expect the when we have to be choshed that it might come. There is known as the vessel of the Arzarua. He has on another day or night. But either way, that's discussed in the Gemara in Nida on Daf Salma Gimel. There's a discussion whether that's a Daraisa concept, Darabanan concept, Vestas Daraisa, Vestas Darabanan. But there is one vest that's not explicit in the Gemara. Generally, there are two types of women in the world of vestos in halacha, as the Gemara describes, vestos kavua and a vestos she'ena kavua. A woman who has a set cycle, vestos kavua, then she's only choshesh for that set cycle. She sees at an interval of blank. She sees on the day of the month of blank, every three times in a row. And that's the only vest she's choshesh for. And then the other type of woman is a vestos she'ena kavua. If she does not have a set cycle, most women, Bizman HaZed, do not have set cycles. Vesa She'eno Kavua, it seems like maybe the days of the Talmud, most women had a Vesa Kavua. But that's why a woman who has a Vesa She'eno Kavua is Choshesh for any possibility. Because any Re'ia, any seeing that she sees, might be the beginning of a cycle for interval, for day of the month, or for the average woman, what's called Ona Beinonis. So, haflaga, which is the interval that's in Shas, the Gemara talks about that. Ona Beinonis, the average cycle, is also in the Gemara. Interestingly, Vesas HaChodesh is not in the Gemara. Meaning, if a woman sees, has the beginning of her Re'iyah on the first day of Nisan, the first day of Iyar, and the first day of Sivan, three first days of the month in a row, that's a Vesas HaChodesh. And then she has set her cycle, and therefore, what she does is she has to be choshesh for the following three, right? So the first day of the month in Tammuz of Elul, right? The next three on the list. So that's not Mefurish in Shas, but it's Kimat Mefurish in Shas. Why? Because the Gemara in Nidan, Daf Samach Dalid, has the case of Veses Achodesh Ledilug. The Gemara says, well, if she sees first day of Nisan, second day of Idar, third day of Sivan, fourth day of Tammuz, so she has a Vesas Ledilug, meaning it's a pattern. So if the Gemara talks about that, then obviously if she sees the same day, so it's not Mefurish, but it's understood based on that Gemara, Nidah Daf Samach Dalet, Itmar, Rosa, Yom Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Tezayin L'Chodesh Zeh, V'Yom Shiva Asar L'Chodesh Zeh, 15, 16, 17, is that good enough or do you need 18 the following? That's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's enough, 15, 16, 17, and Shmuel says no. You have to, that's called an interval, and therefore you have to have at least four. You need three intervals. Three intervals require four Re'ios. So that's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. But implicit in that is that there's a concept of a Veses HaChodesh. Good. So now we get to what's related to our sugya. So a woman has a Re'iyah, let's say the first day of the month for the 3 days in, three times in a row. Nisan or Sivan. So that's not the exact same interval because some months are chaser, some months are malay. Right? That's there might be a 30-day interval between the Re'iyos and the 29-day interval to the Re'iyos. So why does that work? Doesn't a woman's body go by cycles and natural schedules of her body? And we're saying, what's Veses HaChodesh assuming? The Hebrew calendar is going to determine when she sees. Why is that logical, so to speak? You know, just because it's the first day of the month, but the previous interval was 30, and now it's 29. So how is my body going to know what the Hebrew day of the month is in order to say that it's a Veses HaChodesh? So says the Ra'ah, you're right, it's wrong. Says the Ra'ah. Rabbi Aaron Alevi says the Ra'ah in his commentary. We know the Rashba wrote a sefer on Yoredei HaTopics, Taurus Habayis, he's in the middle, and then on the inside is the Bedek Habayis, that's the Ra'ah, and on the outside is the Bishmeres Habayis, which is the Rashba defending the attacks of the Ra'ah from the Bedek Habayis. So this is, right, you saw this thing safer that you can't learn your Rodea without it. So there, in the section about Hilchas Nida, in Dine Vestos, Bayis Shvi'i Shar Shlishi, says the Ra'ah, when the Gemara talks about Vesta Chodesh, and Veses HaDilug, it's talking about going from the molad of the month. It's not talking about going based on the halachic Hebrew calendar. It's going by the molad of the month, meaning 28 days from when the molad, when the moon appeared again. That's when it's a woman sets her cycle. That's what we have to be choshesh for. Meaning the same intervals. Nothing to do with, you know, when it says first day, it doesn't really mean first day, says the Ra'ah. When it says Diluk, it means the same number of hours, really, from the molad. That's what he thinks. Because it doesn't make sense, he would say, says the Vedic Abayas, says the Ra'ah. It doesn't make sense to say that a woman's cycle is going to be connected to the Hebrew calendar. Why would that be? Says the Vedic Abayas, Rabbeinu Moshe, E'efshar, shiyu inyani vestus nitzlin b'kiddush ha'chodesh. Shena shofar shetoken bo gorim, v'lo kiddush alon ha'makadshin oso gorim. V'e'efshar lomar, says the Ra'ah, shalavestus kazeh yischadish dover shebeguf ha'vetire. Because Beis Din said, today is Rosh Chodesh, so that's going to determine something in her body. No, it can't be, says the Ra'ah. V'zu kushya chazaka, so seres bebirur. This is a strong kasha, says the Ra'ah, and that's what lefichach ani omer. Sh'emes bebirur, I think the Ravid is right. The Ravid and the Ra'ah say, the Rabban, ki aminam betesos b'chodesh zeh, when it says in the Gemara that we just read, Midas HaMatalan, the 15th of this month, lo lekiddush ha'chodesh shalanu amar. It's not talking about relating to the day that the Beis Din made the calendar. Ela lemolad alavana l'sha'a shenir'eh sheroi l'kvar Rosh Chodesh al pi ha'ri'iyah. Shebisha'a zu shehi nira'a al ha'aretz hu po'el ba'olam v'hu eino ba b'hashvaya. Lefichach ein haflagosa shavos. Avol yitzken ha'shvaya l'imei ha'chodesh achra molad. So that is the Ra'az Shita. We do not paskin this way. We paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba says, no. It does. A woman's body might be magically linked to the Hebrew calendar. And once Beis Din says, today is Rosh Chodesh, so then, whatever the 15th of the month is, that's going to be the day that the woman might have her Re'iyah. And that's what the Rashba says right here in the Mishmeres Habayis, a much-discussed Rashba in the world of Hilchas Nida, Kushyasa Zu'ena Kushya, Devadai, Shipur Agarim. Beis Din's announcement does affect a woman's body. Unbelievable. Shekol ma'ase Beis Din shalamata oseh Beis Din shalamala maskim imahen. Dichsiv asher tikru'u osam asher tikru'u atem. B'moados, right? We quote the Gemara that we had in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet that atem afilu Beis Din's calendar works even if they make a mistake and even if they do it by mazed and even if they're onis, no matter what. Beis Din says this is the Rosh Chodesh. This is the Rosh Chodesh. V'somchin b'kavu achadashim ibrashanim b'makom, and we rely on Beis Din. What, you rely on Beis Din for eating chametz on Pesach? That's also an Isser Karis. Beis Din tells you what day you can eat chametz on the day of that Yom Kippur. What, Beis Din affects Isser Karis? Right, which we'll get to. Oh, let's just do it now. The Rashba says, and I'll give you another example. We are physical parts of the body and physical events in the body has an effect on the calendar that Beis Din says has an effect on physical events in the body. Right, this is the famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Maseches Nedarim, Perek Vav Halacha Ches. The Yerushalmi says, we know the Gemara assumes that a woman who somehow has an, we can't fathom this, but an active bia less than 3 years old and before 3 years old. Or in the days of old, Rivka got married at three, whatever. Less than three, the Gemara assumes besulei achozrin, that whatever effect happened on the besulim are going to grow back if it was before age three. And after age three, no, it's a permanent act, it's not going to grow back. Besulei achozrin. So what happens, says the Yerushalmi, if she is 3 years old, and then she has a Maisa Biya, and then Beis Din decides to add on another month to the calendar. So all of a sudden, she's no longer three, now she's less than three. Says the Gemara, Psulei Achozrin. Psulei Achozrin, it's going to grow back. What, it's going to grow back, it's going to regenerate itself? But when she had the Maisa, she was 3 years old. And now, because Beis Din added on a month, then all of a sudden she's no longer 3 years old, and she's less than three, and Psulei Achozrin, says the Yerushalmi, yes. Yes. Right, the physical attributes of a physical body is affected by Beis Din. Ketana bas gimel shana v'yomecha shenivala eim psulei achozrin min nimnu u Beis Din v'ibru es hashana psulei achozrin. Right, so you see, it says the Rashba. So to here, a woman's body in a less extreme way might be connected to that. Right, so that's the Rashba. How would the Ra'ah, that's a Gemara, that's a Yerushalmi and the Darim. The Ra'ah can't argue on the Gemara, and the Ravid and the Ramban, so the Shevet Alevi in his commentary on Hilchas Nida says they would have to assume that case is different. The case of Yerushalmi. Right? Here, over there, okay, it's the Chiddush of Beis Din. But here, the woman's body is linked to the moon. Is linked to the, cycle of the month somehow. Something in nature, connects this woman's re'ios and cycles. They would have to be mechalik between those two cases. Either way, we hold like the Rashba. We all like the Rashba, the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's the more Chiddush din, you might say, we go by a woman, it has to be Choshesh, and let's say there's something called Vesezach Chodesh. It doesn't go by the Molid. It goes by the Hebrew calendar. The Molid, everybody's got to figure out when the Molid was that year. Listen to the Gabbai in the shul when he announces. No! Says the Rashba, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Tes in Yeradeya Sifav. Kishem Shekovaz Vesez Baflaga Miyamim Shavim Vishayinim Shavim, Kovaz Bimei Chodesh. Even though 1 month might have 29 days, 1 month might have 30 days, doesn't matter. Go by the calendar, like our Gemara says. Yamim lachadashim, and not shows lachadashim. So to for this halacha, it's yamim lachadashim. You go by days, you don't go by hours. There's a fascinating question in the poskim that's not discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a woman has a veses kavua for day 30 of the month, and then the following month there is no day 30? There is no day 30. So what do you do? Right, it's kind of like the birthday on February 29th. How old is he? Right, he only has, you know, birthdays every couple of years. So the post can discuss this, right? So the Bach says, well, maybe it's, if she always sees on day 30, it's really a Vesas for Rosh Chodesh. Maybe she should have to be Choshes for both days, because both days are called Rosh Chodesh. Day 30, day 1, and whatever the Rosh Chodesh is, the following month. The Bach has that suggestion, and maybe he even says maybe a woman could set a cycle if she sees 1 and 30 and 1, because they're all Rosh Chodesh. So that's a discussion. The Aruch HaShulchan is a fan of that. The other poskim are questionable. But again, that's a Shaila. It's a Shaila one has to ask if that comes up. The Shevet HaLevi does say that one does not have to be worried about the English date. If somebody sees on the 16th of January, February, and March, that is nothing. That is not halachically binding at all. That is a nothing. And just to end, something that's related, not fully related, but it's felt I can mention it, right? There is a story that once came to the Rogatchover. Classic Rogatchover story. There's nothing classic about any Rogatchover story. But there was a baby in Dvinsk, where the Rogatchover was, with the Meshech Chachma, that wouldn't nurse on Shabbos. He nursed the whole week, and he wouldn't nurse on Shabbos. And it was dangerous, because they didn't have formula in those days, right at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, and they couldn't figure it out why. They brought him to all the doctors and all the specialists in the world. They couldn't figure out why this baby wouldn't nurse on Shabbos. So finally, they said, okay, let's go get a bracha from the Rogatchover. I don't know if they said that, but I don't know if the Rogatchover gave brachas. And they went to the Rogatchover. And the Rogatchover hears, he's like, oh, it's a Yerushalmi in Baba Kama. They're like, what? What are you talking about? He says, Baba Kama, yeah. What'd he say? He told them, well, let me say the Gemara first. There's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah says that there's something called a Tam and a Muad, right? An ox that doesn't gore more than three times, but you could be a Muad L'Shabbosos, right? An ox that only gores on Shabbos. And you only have to be treated as a Muad on Shabbos. If you have three Shabbosos in a row, the ox gores, and he doesn't gore during the week, he's a Muad L'Shabbosos. So how do you have an ox that's a Muad L'Shabbosos? The ox knows when Shabbos is. So Rashi says, because things are different on Shabbos. Lefishu who batal mi malacha v'zacha dai to olav. Maybe he acts differently because he's not working though on Shabbos. He's not plowing. He has a lot of his energy that his owner isn't working with him. Rashi. Tosfos there quotes the Yerushalmi. He acts differently because he sees people are wearing fancy clothes. Because people are wearing fancy clothes, that like sets him off. He's not used to it. Lefishu ro sabbe babushim noam achirim v'chashuvim be'enav nikar v'enam akira. He's not used to it. So the Rogatchover says to this mother, put on weekday clothes. And she put on weekday clothes, and the baby nursed. Right? So that's not exactly our case of the physical, you know, being affected by Beis Din, but physical being affected by something else. But that's a fascinating Rogatchover. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, I'm not going to be here for a couple of days, so we're not going to have Shia in the next couple of days.